that's thrown up the hill. Nothing can change your way of living. Not tomorrow, not today. Marquees don't really matter. We'll all be tested in time. I'll look for you on the wild side. Smoke and dim lights. You're on the wild side. It's where you'll always be. You're living proof that there's grace in this world. The wild side, living free. You're on the wild side. It's where you'll always be. You're living proof that there's grace in this world. On the wild side, living free.
These are two songs by Sunvolt. That was Bakersfield. And we started things off with Wild Side. Both of those are from Honky Tonk. Released on Rounder Records in 2013. So this brings us to their next album, Notes of Blue. And they switch labels from Rounder to Transmit Sound. Again, they had Jay Farr on vocals and acoustic guitar, Mark Spencer on backing vocals and bass, but instead of Dave Bryson on drums and percussion, they switched to Jacob Edwards on drums and percussion. So, anyway, this is a track from this album. Here's Sunvolt. Cherokee Street.
My fortunes lapped away. More dollars and dimes. But I've seen the smile of a Cherokee Street girl.
stares and doesn't talk. Got a sharp skin suit, no time for games. There's a man going round taking names. Chin up to the sky. He's a seller of souls on the company dime. He's got a samurai blade for picking teeth and cutting nails. There's a man going round taking names. Proof smile, doesn't dance, but the same, keeps the world on a string. He's all threads and steel, he doesn't know the word shame. There's a man going around taking names. There's a man going around taking names.
Featured three songs by Sunvolt. That was Threads and Steel. Before that, we heard Lost Souls. And we started things off with Cherokee Street. All those were from Notes of Blue, released on Transmit Sound Records in 2017. That was a short album. That was clocks in at 33 minutes and 49 seconds. So anyway, this brings us to their next album, Union. Let's see, here we go. Union Electro Meddler. The band's ninth studio album, Union, was released on March 28th, 2019, on Farrar's Transmit Sound label. I know it was their label. And distributed by 30 Tigers Records. The album consists of songs that were highly critical of the election of U.S. President Donald Trump and his administration. Many of the songs are commentaries on middle-class economics, freedom of the press, and immigration. So, let's listen to a track from that album. Union released March 29th. That was, didn't say 28th? Anyway, yeah. Released March 28th or 29th, 2019. Clocks in at 39 minutes and 12 seconds. Jay Farr on acoustic guitar. Mark Spencer on acoustic slide guitar, lap steel guitar. And Mark Patterson on drums and percussion instead of Jacob Edwards. And also they have Andrew Duplantis on bass guitar. So anyway, listen to a track from this album. Here's Sunvolt. And the 99. Feature artist Sunvolt on the next show.
In jail, covering the scenes, the profit columns rise for the corporate machine. Take a stand now, protest and holler, desecration of the land for the almighty dollar. Percent, 99%, it's a trickle-down world like you're stuck in cement. Balancing's over, 99%.
Sunvolt and the 99 from Union, released on March 28th or 29th, 2019, on Transit Sound Records. Let's see a review of this. If anything reflects the apprehension for the times which we now find ourselves living, is the number. This is actually written on March 29th, by the way. March 29th, 2019. This number of musicians who this year felt obligated to say something in favor of sanity, taking a hammer to the wall. Jay Farr, late of Uncle Tupelo and dear working friend of Jeff Tweedy, as finally thrown his hat in the ring with the release of Union, delivering 13 tracks of pointed off encrypted messages about the divided nation we now find ourselves a part of. Sadly, Union is pretty bland, which perhaps is that frustration with our state of affairs that caused Jay to resonate each track with a message that sounds really similar to all the others, as if he's attempting to drown from a point, thinking that if he says the same thing in a different manner, differing manner, his message will finally click. There's no point in anger relayed here, no burning fervor, almost no emotion at all, simply a detachment delivered with exhaustion and remorse, wondering how it is that America has placed one of their most ignorant, lying, hypocritical, misogynistic, would-be dictators on the world's high seat of power. Personally, I have no qualms with political songs. Personally, I grew up with them. You use a frustrating collection of local media. You use a frustrating drumming and you describe nothing but drumming. On the other hand, it wasn't easy to make the argument that it's a phone-based album. The argument that it's a spirit-state letter album. The spirit-state letter. The element of the meeting must be weak to the surface or the meetings of other little things for the sense of the time to full play. The chance of these guests in terms of the feeling that perhaps the car needs to... Beyond that, perhaps the car needs to wait for... Plus, of course, the lyrics, these numbers are meant to be the nocturnal sleep rantings of someone unaware of what they're saying, as they lack any urgency at all, sounding like someone so beat down and frustrated, he's delivering a sleep talk motivated by those annoyances. Sincerely, I get what's going on here, though Jay's neither motivating or moving anybody to do anything. I cannot imagine who would play this record in the first place, yet alone... Vine Cost play it again, least of all play for anybody else, where it would entirely ruin an evening's delightful buzz. Of course, he leads me to question who would go see a concert of this material, where 12 hours later both the band and the audience would awaken, clumped together in a comfortable, darkened venue, wondering where they are. And he gave us, like, 2 out of 5 stars. So, a very negative review. If you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.ehh.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com, replace the O with a zero, or playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist will not be updated for about a day or so. And I've been very good about updating the playlist here. You can also join us on lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. And you surprisingly survived hour number 3 of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back with hour number 4, featuring a retrospective on 15 years on the RFD, and also Love True to David Thomas. We'll have that. Oh, wait. Got the wrong, we'll have that right after this.
Was that 6 last week?
The Next Show on Radio Free Digital.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is RFD.
One red Solo cup.
Red Solo cup.
One slightly illegal transmitter. And one homebrew antenna. Live from Minneapolis, Minnesota, you're listening to Radio Free Solo Cup.
Do you need a promo for your show? Contact Byron Lee Productions. Amazing single track editing and eventual pinkish delivery.
This song is corny and trite.
You just assured me that I could speak.
Sit down inside the car.
You're
not assuring anything.
You're under arrest. Look, I'm under what? Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. Have a look at the headlock here. See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis! This is the bike who got me on the Venus before.
Get some cuffs.
Why did you do this to me?
Up in the car.
Get some cuffs. For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? Oh, that's a nice headlock, sir. Oh. Yes. I see that you know your judo well. Good one. And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis? How dare get your hands off me?
No, we're going to get
one. Catch up! One top, look! Saving
breakfast. Yes, Democracy Manifest. We're going to do a retrospective of... do a retrospective of uh, 15 years on the show. First, what I should do is I didn't make a clip of this, which is kind of unfortunate. Yeah. So anyway, as I said, I did go back and find, like, when I started doing... when I stopped doing shows for... 2018 calendar. Machine calendar. Oh, here you go. Year 2018. So I did a show on... Oh, yeah. On... Actually... When did I last do a show? On December 6th, 2018. Then... Is that right? Then I was hospitalized on the... I had a stroke on the 9th. I was hospitalized. I missed, like, the next few weeks. Let me see if we can find this. This is the last song parody that I did.
Nice chair. It's so comfy. Good chair. I watch my Harley rerun. Till we fall. We'll watch my Harley rerun. And then town. I watch my Harley rerun. Till we fall asleep. We will watch my Harley rerun. I will watch my Harley rerun. And then count the sheep. It all started out as a lark. A strange project on which I embarked.
Let me see if I can. Yeah, I can't get... Yeah, there we go. Here we go. Oh. That must be it. I gotta make a clip of that. But anyway, I did a show on December 6th, 2018. Then I was hospitalized with a stroke on December 9th. Didn't come back until, like, early 2019. And I wanted to play Sister Disco as the first song, but I couldn't find the CD quality encode of it, so I kept on delaying. I started playing like the monitor beacon like four times in a row, and finally like, I played Sister Disco, and so this is what you're gonna hear. You're gonna hear like the fade to Sister Disco the last minute or so, and then you're gonna hear me come up. And it's like me coming back after having suffered a stroke. I had aphasia at the time. Wasn't that clear. But anyway, here's what it sounds like. Here's first show back from having suffered a stroke.
Thank you.
Yes, it's a 6-to-1 show for Thursday, January 3rd, 2019. Well, you might be aware of the epitaph. I told you I was sick. Well, I fell down on Sunday night, and while the verdict is kind of outstanding on that, it seems that I was carted out, sent to ICU, and, we have some, issues. And, verdict is, I had a stroke. And, the verdict, six-year-old on the right channel only messed up my laptop. Left channel, right channel. Yeah. Check one, sibilance. Check. Gonna have to do something about this. Check one. Check. Check. Another day. Oh. We have microphones on both levels. Yay. All right. Let's see. At least your stroke wasn't bad. Then Dean, you're panned right. You had it for a second. Venison says, stroke treatment is much better than when we lost Dean. Now both. Chaos says, woohoo! There, says Venison. All right. Well, Chaos is yup. Well, we have another issue for another day. The theme for tonight, songs about doctors and hospitals. And yeah, here we go. Anyway, let's go and have a break, and we'll be back right after this opening.
do.
Oh, brilliant, Rob.
Really.
Yeah, ass. So that was like when I had first show that I had after I came back from the stroke. Next week we'll have another. I think we're probably gonna might as well like wrap this up like next week because it's like the end of June. Yeah, we'll have another retrospective. There's some good bits here. We have six. I did a Joan Rivers impression. This is a little louder. Yes. I did Joan Rivers impression. Also, there's like the where I ended my 6 of 1 show after like 11 years. And then I picked up I did also the Sixers record party of the first show from that. And I ended the show Sixers record party after like 3 years and did the next show. So yeah, that's what happened. So 20 minutes after the hour, so we'll probably get to the tribute to David Thomas before we fall too far behind. We're up to 1998, and up to 1998 in Pennsylvania. Pierre Ubu discography. He released in 1998. Pere Ubu released Pennsylvania, a loose concept album about geography, travel, and road trips, released on Tim Kerr Records in 1998. So let's listen to a track from this album. Here's Pere Ubu. An Urban Lifestyle.
Summer, 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 summer
That was Pear Ubu and Urban Lifestyle from Pennsylvania, released in 1998. So this brings us to their next album, Apocalypse Now, released on August 24th, 1999, but recorded December 7th, 1991. The show in question, recorded on December, this is the first document, a single performance. The show in question, it's the third live album, by the way, and the first document, a single performance. The show in question, recorded on December 7th, 1991, at Shuba's Tavern in Chicago, is performed semi-acoustically with synth man Eric Drew Feldman, instead handing an upright piano, and Jim Jones playing an amplified and occasionally heavily distorted acoustic guitar. So, it's released on a Thirsty Ear Records, by the way. So, man, listen to a track from this album. Here's Pear Ubu from Apocalypse Now, and My Theory of Spontaneous Similitude Red Tin Bus. A feature artist, thank you to David Thomas on the next show.
My grandmother. is gone.
And ran away.
Yeah. I feel so confident that I'm going to ask the keyboard player. Yeah. Eric Drew Feldman. I am like
a flying crowbar.
A flying crowbar, yeah. God. Complete this phrase to me. I am like. He's like a good boy. A good boy. He's like 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 a good boy.
Kind of like a red tin bus.
Bus driver sitting in that bus driver's seat. I say, that crazy bus driver you see sitting in that bus driver's seat. That's my heart. The heart is a crazy bus driver. That this is going to be anything but terribly loose tonight. This is the plan. At least we cared enough to have a plan for tonight. We will verge onto the electric at various points, but it is generally acoustical as much as we can fudge it. This song is dedicated to Mr. William Bendix, the brother of the inventor of that famous liquid, Fred Windex.
Thank you.
Heard three songs by Pere Ubu. That was Busman's Honeymoon. Before that, we heard We Have the Technology. And we started things off with My Theory of Spontaneous Similitude Red Tin Bus. All those from Apocalypse Now, a live album recorded on December 7th, 1991. Oh, that's the 50th anniversary of Pearl Harbor. Yeah, December 7th, 1991 at Shuba's Tavern in Chicago, but not released until 1999 on Thirsty Year Records. So, in the meantime, David Thomas was pursuing his solo career, this time with the Foreigners, and he released Bay City in 2000, also released on Thirsty Ear Records. The album was recorded in Denmark over a period of 3 years. It's titled as a homage to the Bay City of Raymond Chandler's writing. So this is a track from this album. Here's David Thomas. Oh, yeah, the wrong deck. Anyway, here's David Thomas and White Room. Thank you.
and somebody touched me. It was in a white room. I cried.
A big ugly man in a boat, and he waves at the kids. And the water is emerald green, as if the sky was cobalt blue. And the air has got diamonds powdered through it, as the man shouts at the kids. We better close your eyes, cause in this world, the good things is gonna sink while the bad things rise. Y'all better close your eyes.
That's fair enough. Presented by, organized by David Fripp, editor of Rolling Stone, one of the apologists. One of the Quislings. Denies in the repopulation of the American continent with clones.
He's a big ugly man in a boat, and he waves at the kids. And the water is emerald green, as if the sky was cobalt blue. And the air has got diamonds powdered through it, as the man shouts at the kids. You better close your eyes, cause in this world, the good things is gonna sink or the bad things rise. Y'all better close your eyes. As I tweeted, I needed, as I needed, I will, as I will. I fear the worst thing that worse could be, that everything might turn out to be just the way it seems. Everything would be just what it seems to be. Somebody touched me.
we'll be free one day.
Are three songs by David Thomas. We heard White Room number 4. We heard, before that we heard 15 Seconds. And we started things off with White Room. All those were from Bay City, released on, in 2000, on Thirsty Year Records. So Pere Ubu would next release a live album, Shape of Things, a performance from the band's first 3 months of existence from the brief period in which Peter Lefner was a member. So then they released their next studio album, which was Saint Arkansas, their 12th studio album, released in 2002 on the Glitterhouse and Spin Art Records. So let's listen to a track from this album. Here's Pere Ubu again in 2002. And Slow Walking Daddy. We're paying tribute to David Thomas on the next show. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We just heard two songs by Pere Ubu. That was Hell, and we started things off with Slow Walking Daddy. Both of those were from St. Arkansas, released on Glitterhouse and Spin Art Records in 2002 and produced by David Thomas. But that's all we have time for. The show must end. It's 5 minutes past the hour, sir. Yeah. Have Eric and Ernie play us out of here. Bring me sunshine. The next live show on RFD will be the Tom and Daryl afternoon show at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 Central. And then after that you have The World According to Clay and Rachy at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central. And then you have some Jim Pemberton show. Probably give me back the 70s. So anyway, stay tuned for a replay of Club Impaler Overnight from years ago. Yeah, rebroadcast of a Brad the Impaler show from years ago. Love. So anyway, stay tuned. Join us next week. We'll have an equally awesome show. We will conclude our retrospective of 15 years on RFD. And I'm trying to look for the monitor beacon that I play at the end of the show. I'm going past it. I decided that the next thing I'll do for the featured artist segment is going to be like a backyard tire fire. But anyway, that's for next week. Love, bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. Until next week, this is number 6. Reminding you to lather, rinse, repeat. Do something about those fingernails. Oh yes, drive safely and drink milk. Join us online at thenextshow.com. Replace the O with a 0 for playlists and show archives. The show's over. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye! Goodbye! Goodbye, goodbye! 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 Stop listening to the show! Goodbye! Goodbye.